Hi, have you ever been lying on the bed and just opened your social media and suddenly you noticed that someone you followed have posted something productive in their life and now you feel like, oh man, I am not doing that. Am I not productive enough? If you are questioning like this or have ever felt like this, then this episode is definitely for you. Hi, I'm Vishnu Chaudhary and you are listening to The Vishnu Show, where every Saturday we discuss personal productivity. Today I'm going to share exactly productivity is bullshit. And if you don't like that, stop listening to it, because I am going to spill some fire truth out there that I hate and I feel mostly wrong about productivity culture, or maybe things that I hate personally. I may have a small audience size, but for me, sharing this is more important to all of you who are misinterpreting the productivity. Let me know if you feel so too after listening to this episode, and make sure to follow this podcast. Let's get started.
Ooh. Play hard, play clean,
change.
This comes from making a name for ourselves.
When I was brainstorming for the idea of this topic, there comes a lot of thought in my mind that I wanted to share, and I wanted to structure it in a form. So I did some research on Google about it regarding this idea of productivity being like something called a wildfire in the social media space. And I did some analysis, as I have my analytical mindset doing all the research analysis of things that I care about, and found some great publications and journals on the web really talking about it. So let's hear it out. Everything that is shared on the internet about productivity by experts, it's universal measurement of people who are going to college or having a full-time job, and with that they have side hustle. See, going to college or having a full-time job have a fixed working hours, and mostly they don't think that there are people with different attention spans and different stress levels, and mostly many people have some learning disabilities too. So it's not about personal productivity they do at general productivity, which will not apply to your life or my life. So that's thing. Sometimes doing all that thing which might not be good for you or not pleasing enough, but you are forcing yourself to do it, and I don't think this is the best long-term relationships to have with yourself. If I don't like one subject or project or some industries which can't excite me, I am not curious enough to talk about it, and I will not talk about it. I love to talk about startups, Web3, but whenever I am not in the mood to do so, or my brain is not going to perform at that peak, and if I can't do that, then I might feel bored from it, and eventually I will left it out and I will never be going back to do some research about it. So I know that listening to my mind and feeling is the only way I can perform best. But nowadays people are doing the opposite. They are being tough to themselves. If you're copying the formula from some of the productivity experts telling you that you can achieve what you want to, but you are feeling one thing for sure, I know that I am doing the exact same thing, but I'm not getting the same result, and I will tell you why it won't work. Because some people have luck, some have money, or what emotional states they have been, or what their mental health are, and most importantly, how long they can jump and what's their strengths or starting point. Because few starts at zero and some are at the one, so you can't compare the steps and results. And I feel these things are not in the equation when we talk about productivity online. So following these steps will lead you nowhere. I love this phrase that if your ladder is up against the wrong wall, you will just get to the wrong place faster. Whenever productivity comes to our mind, we all focus that it is mostly about the results. It's about how to get more results in less time or same result for less time, rather than what are actual things that you are achieving and how are you enjoying the process. And there is one concept that nowadays people are following, that if you can't sacrifice something, then you are not achieving anything, and pain is good. And I am not a big fan of this concept about how less you sleep, how less you spend doing nothing, and how less you talk to your loved ones, you are going to become productive. No, you are not being productive enough. For me, productivity is about doing what I want to do and when I want to do it. It can be anything. I want to sleep 14 hours, I will sleep 14 hours. Nobody can stop me. Productivity is always about knowing, prioritizing, and eliminating for me. But there is a 3A framework of it, which is awareness, arrangement, and adaptation. The 3A framework is that awareness, arrangement, and adaptation, where awareness means that you are aware of yourself, the surroundings, and you know what to do, what's your priority, and many more. Whereas arrangement is all about having a routine, system, schedule, to-do list, all. And lastly, the adaptation is all about changing of plans, changing of that system, changing of that routine, changing of that schedule according to your performance, result, energy, stress, and all. But what you will find on the internet is that the funniest thing, that they only talk about arrangements, how to organize, how to schedule, how to build a roadmap, routines, etc. No one really cares about or talks about arrangement and adaptation part of this productivity framework, because it's personal and they never talk about it. There's always a person who is in concentration spree or flow state where he is super energetic and can do all the tasks in a swing. You can tell me, haven't you ever got so much overwhelmed by something that you worked, researched, or studying about, and something that you liked so much that your brain was giving your juices flowing? And because I do it more often, and if I got it into once the flow state, which is mostly at night for me, I will be non-stoppable working for some e-commerce stuff, or if not, then might be brainstorming some podcast contents and everything. And I think that concentration spree is one thing that have not taken into the account for productivity, but it's a major factor of it. The biggest misconception that people have is that productive means being busy doing all the thing on the to-do list, like waking up in the morning to hitting the gym, making your bed, washing the laundry, paying the bills, or replying to mails, and much more. But I don't get it. If you call that productivity, I wonder. That's nothing. It's a loop where you are not moving forward. You may have focus and efficiency in doing all that stuff that I mentioned above. What matters the most to me is that, have you reached closer to your goals? Have you taken a step towards where you want to be? And turns out, no, you haven't done anything to grow yourself. You are just being busy doing your regular chores, which will eventually doesn't grow you. What's important to you are different, I know that. But you put everything as the productivity basket. And I don't get it. Why you are not moving towards your goals? You are being productive, but you are not moving towards your goal. So, social media and productivity has given this way of constant rise to the trend. And I might say that when ever you see a blog about a productive day in my life or a productive study routine, you will come to assume that, wow, this person is so amazing and being productive all day. But maybe that's just one day in their life, or maybe just a couple of hours of their life. Everyone have ups and downs, but people nowadays assume that it's the truth. Maybe that's the truth, but it is for a day, not an entire year. So don't fall in a comparison trap. I was just scrolling through Instagram last year, and then my friend posted a 12-hour study reel on his profile, and I was like, fuck dude, I am lying on my bed scrolling through Instagram not studying, where this person is studying for 12 hours constantly. And still I gave zero fuck to his video, because I know that it's not the complete truth. I have seen his days in weeks, so I can't be comparing it. It's just an overload of information, and this can lead to second nature of human being to compare themselves, and it's normal. So now come the research part. I found this article which says that the problem with productivity culture is that we aren't robots. There has been a research done by Columbia School of Business on being busyness and person with leisure time, and they had been tend to be compared in a social status symbol of human capital, which is obviously ambition and aspiration. And this research was conducted in two countries, US and Italy, just to understand the different mindset of different culture. And the results were, I will tell you. In US, the person with busyness who were being busy all the time were found out to be high status person with higher human capital, and the person who had been free most of their time were compared to be have lower status of human capital and are less in demand. But in Italy or European context, the results were other way. There the people who were working hard, they were busy all the time, were considered low status human capital, and the person who had most free time had more status human capital. And this is a long debate of discussions which me and my friend were doing last night about the economic context of UK and USA. You see, there is a different mindset of people, so you should be knowing that everyone have individual perspective according to the type of person you are around or types of content you consume, and mostly we content consume which are from US or West, so we attend to think how they think. That's it for today, guys. I have mentioned below the research article, and do tell me what do you think is wrong about productivity culture or productivity itself. I will be talking about social media and phone addiction in the next episode. Make sure to check out my other episodes. Please share this podcast with your friend, and I will see you next Saturday. Till then, this is Vishnu Chaudhary signing off.